And it is our pleasure to welcome this morning to the program Ruby Steele. Ruby is the Director of Cultural Tourism at the Alaska Native Heritage Center. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thanks for stopping by this morning. So it's a, well, it's a big annual event coming up this weekend.
It is. It is our opening day on Mother's Day, Sunday, May 12th, where the public can come and enjoy the center for at no cost. And we just want everybody to come out and join us.
So let me ask something here. Let's say that I've never been to the Alaska Native Heritage Center, and I've been hearing about it, and I've been in Alaska for a long time, but I've just never gotten around to checking it out. What should I expect if I'm a newbie?
Okay, so if you're a newbie coming to the Heritage Center for the very first time, we welcome our doors to you. It's a place to be immersed in the cultural aspect of Alaska's Native people. It's also an educational facility where we do teach education of Alaska Native culture and pretty much just allow everybody to get a slight piece of Alaska Native culture.
And how about some of the, talk about the educational component just a little bit. What sorts of things can I go learn as a first-time visitor, or, and not just myself, because I'm not a child, believe it or not, but for adults and for children, there's usually things going on. If I want to go learn something, what do I do?
So basically come visit us. We welcome you to come and experience, you know, Alaska Native traditional dances, games, and demonstrations. We also encourage you to come and engage with Alaska Native artists and visit our traditional village sites. On Mother's Day specifically, there will be a small crafts table where children can make a special gift for mom.
For mom? Like what?
Basically a card. And we will also be giving out gifts for every mom that attends our event on Sunday.
And I got to tell you, if you've got kids and you've never had them at the Heritage Center, it's really a must do. I can remember my kids are all grown up now, but when my girls were little, you know, we spent an entire day beading and doing various crafts. And I know for them it was plus they got to do some Native games. I remember my little daughter Katie doing the seal hop and all, and it was so much fun. But a great way to immerse oneself cross culturally. Talk about the village sites a little bit, because I think that's one of the coolest things at the center, and I want to make sure folks know about it.
Absolutely. So the village sites basically represent five different regions here for Alaska's Native people, and they're pretty much life-size traditional dwellings that you can actually walk into and you know, be educated on how the regions are different. And inside there, and what is very special about the Heritage Center is our interns, our young adults that do participate in, you know, some of our high school programmings, are the ones that actually educate you about their, you know, the culture of Alaska's Native people. So there are five, you know, different sites, and you're more than welcome to come out and see.
Okay, and you got traditional dwellings, all kinds of groovy stuff to check out. So Mother's Day, I know there's usually a pretty good schedule of events. Kids can make Mom's Day gifts. What else is happening?
Okay, specifically because it is our 20th anniversary this year that the
Congratulations,
Heritage Center,
by the way.
Yes, the Heritage Center first opened in 1999 with the visionary of Paul Tialana and Roy Hundorf. So for Mother's Day, we will be honoring Paul Tialana by having the King Island Dancers open up the ceremony for the Heritage Center for the day. So that's something we're looking forward to. And, you know, for artists that want to come to the Heritage Center to sell their arts and crafts that day, you're more than welcome to join us.
Do they need to call in advance?
Yes,
right?
They do need to call in advance and talk to Marge Knack, and her number is 907-330-8007. It is on a first-come, first-serve basis, so please get in touch with Marge, and we look forward to seeing them on Sunday.
Okay, so we got King Island Dancers. Musical performances, too?
Yes. musical performances throughout the day, dance performances, native games demonstrations.
Sweet.
Pretty much everything that normally happens on a busy summer day at the Alaska Native Heritage Center.
Okay, traditional Mother's Day opening at Alaska Native Heritage Center coming up on Sunday. It's 8:31 if you're just joining us. It is Morning Line on KMBA. Ruby Steele from the Alaska Native Heritage Center joins us this morning as we get psyched up for another great summer at the Heritage Center. So what's new? What am I going to see when I go to the center this year that I haven't seen in years past?
Okay, so we do have a cafe. The menu has been revamped this year.
Really?
To offer more a variety of things as well as our gift shop. So those are two new items that we are presenting this year.
Okay, so let me throw you right in front of the bus and ask you, what's your favorite new thing on the menu at the cafe?
Oh, wow. Let me think about that.
Okay, all right.
We have interesting things like smoked Alaskan salmon bagels. We have more snacks, a variety of snacks, as in reindeer nachos. And these are only things that
reindeer nachos.
Yes, that could be attributed to Alaska culture. So those are some new things on the menu.
Okay.
To expect.
Fabulous. And, of course, you can go to alaskanative.net. on the web and find out a whole lot more. And if you're wanting to support all the great work that the Heritage Center does, be sure to ask about a special supporting program, which is called what, Ruby?
We have our 20 for 20 campaign this year, which is basically a way to support the center for our 20th anniversary. So while you're at the center, be sure to ask about how you can support us through that specific 20 for 20 campaign.
Okay, and congratulations and happy birthday to the center. It's going to be another fine season. We get set to wrap up. Anything else you want to mention or we forgot?
I do want to mention that we do have master artist classes every month at the Heritage Center. And for May, we have a master artist June Pardue coming on May 9th and 10th. On May 9th, it's 3 to 6 p.m., and on May 10th, it's 10 to 5. And she will be teaching the imitation of gut sewing, where students can learn how to waterproof fold and also learn a lutic embroidery on collagen. You do have to be 18 years or older, and there is a minimal fee for that, but every month for the rest of the year, we will be offering master artist classes. So be sure to look out on alaskanative.net for more information. And if you'd like, you can also call Paula Siksik at 330-8015 for more information.
Okay, fantastic. Ruby Steele is the director of cultural tourism at the Alaska Native Heritage Center. Mother's Day, big annual grand opening coming up on Sunday. And Ruby, thanks so much for joining us today on Morning Line.
Oh, thank you for having me.